can you say that everyone is beautiful?
Because it's true.
You're going to have to prove that to me.
Ah, I respect your doubt. And I'm not going to tell you what to believe, but why and how to believe, and feel, and know that everyone is beautiful. We are saying that is possible, not because you buy or find beautiful things, but because you improve your eyesight and look with your mind and heart and spirit.
Sounds good so far.
Our goal is that by the end of this program, you will feel with your heart, believe with your spirit, know with your mind, and want to share and spread that everyone is beautiful.
Wow, that's quite a promise. What if I'm not convinced?
You will have at least learned a lot.
And what if you succeed and I agree?
Your life will improve. You will see better, feel better, and be better.
What have I got to lose?
Only a narrow view of life.
Okay, that's why I should believe. Now how do I get there?
We will share with you the results of an assignment during which we experienced, explored, and reflected on the meaning and effects of beauty. First, we agreed that butterflies are like nature's living jewels, very special and extraordinary beings on this earth, whether they are real or handmade. We were then each given a large, brilliantly colored butterfly, made from sheer fabric that was painted, stretched across a wire frame, and then set atop a wooden stick. Some were mainly purple, some yellow, some pink and green, some red, some blue, and some orange. We were asked to write down our reactions to our butterflies. Then we were to show the butterflies to other people, noting their reactions. After considering some questions to further explore our thoughts and feelings, we wrote essays on the meaning and effects of beauty. Those essays covered a large range of reactions, and we will hear them read by their authors.